Welcome to How to Buy Giant Apartment Buildings, the number one show about growing your family's wealth with apartment building investments. Now, here's your host, Mark Allen Kenny.
Hey everybody, welcome to How to Buy Giant Apartment Buildings. I'm Mark Allen Kenny. Today I'm going to give an insider's look at real estate syndications. So I want to dive in, give an insider's look, kind of behind the scenes of how this all works. You know, if you've never invested in a real estate syndication before, this episode's going to walk you through exactly what to look for, how to analyze deals, and what you can expect as an investor. Okay, here we go. So every experienced syndicator should be able to clearly explain in simple terms what are the projected returns to passive investors. So if you invested $100K, what are the expected cash distributions? What's the business plan? What's the exit strategy? These are all things that you should know upfront before investing in a real estate syndication. So I'm going to talk about an example with typical projected returns, but also want to say there is always risk with any kind of investment. But this is just a guide. It's a rough guide to illustrate how real estate syndications are structured and how investors get paid. So the three most important things to note when measuring returns are hold time, cash on cash return, and the profits at the sale. So first off, let's talk about hold time. You know, projected hold time is perhaps the easiest concept. You know, it's basically the number of years that the sponsor will decide to hold that asset before selling it. So this is the amount of time that your capital would be invested in the deal. A typical projected hold time is 5 years. You know, 5 years is beneficial for a few reasons. For one, it allows the syndicator to make improvements, allow appreciation, and exit before it's time to remodel the property again. So 5 years provides a buffer between kind of the estimated sale and the typical 7 to 10 year commercial loan term, which is great. So you never want to be at the end of your loan term and being kind of under the gun to either sell or refi because your loan is coming due soon. You never want to be in that position. So 5 years is great because if the market softens at the 5 year mark, you can opt to hold the asset for a little bit longer, allowing the market to rebound. So, and again, if things go well, you can sell it earlier, which is always great. The second thing to look out for is cash on cash returns. So it's something really important to consider. So this is otherwise known as the passive income that you receive either monthly or quarterly from the project. So cash on cash returns are what remain after vacancy costs, the mortgage, expenses. It's basically the pot of money that gets distributed to investors from cash flow. So let's say the projected cash on cash return is 8%. So if you invested $100K, the projected cash flow would be $8K per year or $2,000 a quarter. So that's roughly, you know, $40,000 over the 5 year hold period. In comparison, the same dollars invested in a quote unquote high interest savings account earning 1% over 5 years would only earn $5K over the 5 years. So that's a difference of $35,000 over the span of 5 years. So, you know, the cash on cash returns is very attractive. That's why a lot of people love real estate is because, you know, we're focused on capital preservation. It's a nice, safe, predictable place to protect your capital, but then also receive those quarterly or monthly cash distributions, which is very exciting. So if you're comparing it against the stock market, you know, don't forget to calculate volatility, inflation, high taxes on capital gains, and zero cash flow coming along the way. So the only way, I mean, unless you're investing in dividend stocks, the only way to see cash flow is to sell some of your stocks, which you don't want to do. So in my opinion, real estate is a far superior investment. The third thing to look out for is the profit upon your sale. So in this example, let's assume a projected profit at the sale of about 60%. So It's important to understand the 60% profit does not mean a 60% increase in the value of the asset. You know, you never want to depend on appreciation that aggressive. So that 60% increase is in investors' equity. And because of leverage, this number should be very achievable for an experienced operator. So in 5 years' time, you know, the units have been updated, the tenant base is strong, there's management efficiencies, the rent accurately reflects market rates. You know, it's our job as syndicators to increase the net operating income of that asset and increase value for investors. So in short, you know, we're responsible for increasing the value of that asset by the time we sell the property. So real life money. So what does that look like in real life with real dollars? So let's say everything in our example goes as planned. Again, there are risks, but this is just an example, kind of a case study that's based on industry averages. So in this example, if you were to invest $100K for a 5-year hold period, you'd collect $8K per year in cash flow, a total of $40,000 over 5 years, and earn $60,000 in profit at the sale. So this results in $200,000 at the end of 5 years. $100,000 of that is your initial investment paid back, and $100,000 of that is total profits from the deal itself. So that's doubling your cash in 5 years. So it's not bad for a stable, predictable, cash flowing asset. You know, it's no wonder why so many investors say that real estate syndications are by far the best investment. So that's all for this week. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with the podcast. Hopefully, we'll see you next week for a brand new interview. Thanks so much and have a great day. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Allen Kenny. If you're interested in apartment building investments, schedule a call with me so we can have a chance to chat. My company is focused on growing your family's wealth with apartment building investments. So let's hop on a quick call and talk about your investment goals and see if we're a good fit. Find out more at stellarinvestmentgroup.com.